Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
When it comes to Mike, the LSU Tiger, not the Auburn Tiger, and I don't even know if they have one, there is an organization, I believe it's based out of California, that is getting some petitions signed, and they've been through this before, we'll get to that in a second, about Mike the Tiger being kept as a mascot. Kelsey Bourgeois joins us, Advocacy Communications Coordinator for CARE 2. How are you, Kelsey?
Hi there. I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
A name like Bourgeois would automatically make me think you would have some type of Louisiana connections, but not necessarily.
You know, it's true, actually. I married a boy from East Texas, so Cajun background.
We'll let that go. Tell me about what it is that you have beef with, pardon the choice of words there. What is it that you have a problem with, and what is it that you want to see LSU do in these 72,000 people, right, that have signed a petition?
Yep, 72,000 and climbing.
What do they want you to do?
So what we'd love is not to have a live mascot at LSU. Mm-hmm. I know Mike the Tiger is really loved, and it's really cool to see the community, you know, rally around something like that. I actually grew up, my stepfather is an LSU alum, so I know a little bit about the excitement around the mascot. But it's our belief over here at CARE 2 that and live animals, especially exotic animals, shouldn't be held captive and shouldn't be live mascots around people all the time like this. So we'd like to see him released.
I know you got 142,000 signatures when you didn't want Mike 6 replaced, right? Because it's Mike 7 now?
Exactly. Exactly. And that petition actually was authored by an LSU alumnus, Andrea Amar, who just didn't want to see another one. She thought, what a great time to do away with this practice.
Now, LSU has said they do not at all believe in, breeding tigers in captivity?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not the only school with a tiger, because the University of Memphis has one, too.
Yep, that's right. And truthfully, we'd love to see any captive tiger being used on a college campus not being used on a college campus. So it's LSU is kind of our focus at the moment. The new Mike just came in. But, in general, I think we don't want to see any animals being used in this way.
University of North Alabama in Florence has two lions. Ralphie the Buffalo leads the University of Colorado team onto the field. Mm-hmm. Baylor University has bears in an on-campus zoo exhibit in Waco. And there's the Golden Eagle at Auburn, whom LSU plays this weekend, as a matter of fact. Reveille, the collie at Texas A&M, that's obviously a dog. Horses at a couple of colleges, bunch of bulldogs representing several different universities. Are you against all of those, even the bulldog and the collie and the bird?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about all of those mascots. I do know the ones that are classified as exotic animals, animals that normally would not have contact with humans. We'd love to see released. Just being around that many people is very stressful for an animal. So regardless of the enclosure size and how it's cared for, which I'm sure Mike is cared for really well, but that's a stressful, unnatural environment for those types of animals. So I can't comment on all those mascots, but mm-hmm. definitely the tigers, the bears, the lions, that sort of thing. It just doesn't make sense to use them in that way and trot them out in front of big crowds like that. It's unfair.
Wait, the what?
It doesn't make sense to trot those.
No, before that, you said the tigers?
Yeah, the tigers. Yeah.
And what were the other two?
I think I said lions and bears.
And tigers? Oh, my. I just wanted to get that in. So what was the genesis for this? What made you get involved with this, specifically Mike the Tiger at LSU? And do you think you really can do anything with this situation? And before we run out of time, release him where? Because this tiger was bred in captivity, and You can't have him running around Baton Rouge, so what would you, and I don't think he'd fare very well in a jungle, so what would be the plan here?
Yeah, so the ideal situation would be to release Mike to a sanctuary. There are all kinds of sanctuaries where animals like this can go who were bred in captivity, so that's true. They're not suitable to be released out into the jungle. Obviously, they should not be released in Louisiana. So, the idea would be to send Mike to a sanctuary. What got us interested in this is that CARE2 in general is always advocating for animal rights, particularly animals that are more exotic, that are threatened, that we're using in these ways that's not really fair to them. So it's sort of a CARE2 goal in general. And I do think we can do something. I think, you know, things like this kind of coverage just might alert people to the fact that this isn't great. And it's okay to be excited about Mike the Tiger. And I get that people are really love this mascot. But I think I just want people to think a little more about this animal and what this animal really is going through. And is that really fair for us to do to them?
What has been LSU's reaction to this response?
Heard anything officially, so we'll see if we hear anything back specifically after some of this press coverage, but I think LSU in general, I know they have a lot of pride in the way that their veterinary school takes care of Mike, and again, I'm not arguing that, just that this tiger shouldn't be there in general, even if he is cared for very well.
Kelsey, I appreciate your time, and I don't necessarily agree with you, but you've been a delightful lady to talk to, and maybe we'll talk to you again, all right?
My pleasure.
You have a good day. Thank you. Kelsey Bourgeois, Advocacy Communications Coordinator for CARE2.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.